Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
So, I'm pretty sure everyone is feeling the same way that I am. If you're listening to this and you've been paying any attention, across the globe, I am sure that America is getting a lot of air coverage. What is going on? I'll tell you. Evil is lurking around this nation of America that I live in. And the only way to fight evil is with good, the good of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I do not believe it is any coincidence that we just celebrated Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church in the midst of this. Yesterday and this morning when I got up and I started looking at some of the news, I was so sad, sick to my stomach, almost in disbelief. How do people do this? I was praying for all of those poor people who have businesses that are just being destroyed. This is no longer about peaceful protesting and justice for George Floyd. This is pure evil, destruction of our country, hopeful destruction for the economy, and just plain bad, just bad evildoers out there. And it saddens me. It makes me sick, actually. So I just got on my knees. I prayed and I prayed for the Holy Spirit to fill me so that I can continue to pray, can continue to fast, and do whatever I can to call on the army of God. It is today's celebration of Our Lady, our Mother of the Church. I am calling on Mary, who I know steps on the head of Satan. But Mary, come now, come quick. Come fast with the Holy Spirit. We need a renewal of the face of the earth now. Please, our prayers matter. She has come in so many apparitions, begging for people to pray for sinners, to pray and sacrifice for the love of God, and for the reparation against her Immaculate Heart. So these are the three things that anytime we sacrifice and anytime we pray, we should offer it to God for our love of Him, for the sinners in the world, and for those who have gone against Mary. These are the three things that I want to ask everyone who is listening to this to focus on in their prayers. Renewing the face of the earth, adding that in, asking Saint Michael the Archangel, praying that prayer over and over again to defend the battle of good and evil that is physically manifesting itself in America right now. We are always in a spiritual battle, but it is now physically manifesting in front of our eyes. And it's so sad. The good thing is we know God prevails, right? But it's hard to live through this. And I truly believe this may only be the beginning. So we have to double down, buckle down, pray and pray and pray. This is no longer time to be lukewarm. This is no longer time for us to look for somebody else to pick up the prayer burden. We are all called to pray for peace, for love, and for conversion in our own families and obviously in the world. I'm going to tell you, I am in a situation where I am completely different than my husband and my stepson in this house. I have done research. I have seen things. I believe that there is true evil in our government, in some of our corporate leaders, in some of the most high-powered people in the world. And my husband and my stepson think it's propaganda. And I am sitting here praying not only for the renewal of the face of the earth, but for the renewal of the face of my family, to be enlightened, to have that, I don't care, just brighten that dimmer switch a little bit. Show a little bit of light. Show a little bit of truth, Lord, because it's not a matter of being right. It's a matter of being truthful. And knowing the truth sets you free, right? We all know that. If anyone's listening who is a Christian and believes in Jesus Christ, who is the truth, the way, and the life, no question. But there's also truth in the world, truth of evil, truth of good. And we just need to do our research, open our eyes, ask Jesus to shine the light in the hearts of ourselves as well as in the hearts of the ones that we love. There's a lot of darkness out there, and people are just blindly walking around in a state of slumber. And it's our job. Pentecost, yesterday, Holy Spirit engulfed, set the apostles on fire, that they busted out of that upper room and started sharing the faith. Not afraid. They were afraid for days, right? Locked up there, praying for the Holy Spirit. Well, we need to be doing the same thing. Not just to pour out on the face of the earth, but to pour out in ourselves so that we can be the truth, that we can share the truth in love, in charity, in kindness, which is why we need to bring that Holy Spirit into play, because sometimes I feel that maybe I speak to be right. And that is not the point. The point is to open up the eyes, to shine a little bit of light on the mold and let God do the rest. Maybe with a fact, maybe with a video, maybe with a news report, maybe with something that can make those individuals think a little bit on their own. In my case, my husband is just too busy. He's working all day yesterday. He worked for 14 hours. Didn't even shower. Now, is he spending time looking at the state of the world? Is he doing research on what might really be going on? No. But that's what I'm here for. And I'm trying to provide little tidbits and nuggets and things that are digestible, right? If I shared with him everything that I've come across and everything that I believe is the truth, it would be overwhelming. So just little things here and there, here and there. But I know he got up this morning, 1 hour earlier than I did, and watched the news. And at the same time that we heard President Trump talk about Aftiva and people coming in from across state lines to basically start up the riots and the violence, stacks of bricks, etc., he believed that. But then because of the news reporting that the governor of Minnesota said, oh yeah, well, it's not people that are coming out of the states because we arrested the people, about 300 of them were from the state. And so this morning I said, well, that doesn't mean that they're not hired or they're not trying to induce the violence. And what about all the other people they didn't arrest? But then I realized that's argumentative. And he left and went to work. And I thought, well, that was a right fight. I was right fighting right there. So I need to have the Holy Spirit come into me during these days of confusion, division, anger, frustration, disbelief, sadness, right? This is causing more fear. What's going to happen to the economy? I just sit there and I think about these cities and these buildings and all of this stuff, and I tie it back to the destruction of America. The destruction, I do turn it into politics. I do believe anything to bring Trump down, anything to keep the presidency in the Democratic side. And I'm sorry if I'm ticking some people off who are Democrats, but I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm going to call my belief my belief. I do not believe in the Democratic platform and the things that they believe in themselves. I inherently believe that they're evil. And I have a lot of reasons why. There's been a lot of things that I have done my research on. Now that's me. And I own my beliefs. I own my views. I own it all. I'm not putting it on anyone. But I do know that I feel God has led me to this truth. And these things came to me through many other holy people. I just ask for you to open your eyes if you're in the state of confusion on what really is going on. Ask the Lord to shine the light in your heart to bring you to the truth, and then to give you the courage and the love to express it in a way that others will be receptive to. This is our calling as Christians, to love one another, but also to be bold. Let's also pray to Saint Joan of Arc. She was 17 years old when she took over the French army, and the current generals that were in their place laughed at her. But what did she do? She won with the Holy Spirit, with heaven's guidance, with God. She won at 17 years old, and a woman, no less, in the 1400s. Let's pray to Saint Joan of Arc to give us what she called out all the time: forward boldly. We must go forward boldly in our own families, in how we react on social media. We are not to attack, but we are to shine a little light with love and do it as best we can. I know I'm sounding intense, but it calls for intensity right now. Forward boldly. Saint Joan, please pray for us. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Holy Spirit, come. Renew our hearts. Cleanse them. Purify them. Lead us to the truth and help renew the face of the earth. I love you all, everyone. Have a blessed, prayerful, fasting day. For the world, we all got to step up and play our part. God bless you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at grimbeancoffee.com/redboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.